This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
This is Jellaby Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Testicle 1-2, The Reverend Is In, starting in a minute or two. Yeah, we're both working. Okay, the big penis microphone is working. What else is happening? Good. Oh yes, of course, the weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. It sounds like we are ready. Give the go-ahead, and we'll start. Oh, these guys are so high-functioning. Even after all this partying. I'm ready. Alright, now. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we're doing a very special show. Tonight the theme is Bewitched in Delaware. And if that has to be explained to you, or if you're not of the land called America, it is a reference to a very batshit crazy politician who is running for office in the state of Delaware, who said on Bill Maher's great television show that she used to dabble in witchcraft and later even more stuff, Hare Krishnas, Buddhists, etc. And all stuff that doesn't sit too well with Christian fundamentalist anti-choice theocrat, anti-sex, anti-masturbation crowds that she is now in, and of course the teabagger fascistic crowd. But more than just how whacked she is the provider, as we'll see tonight, of so many laughs. So we're going to have a lot of tunes pertaining to Christine O'Donnell, some possible surprise guests, and we're also going to acknowledge a couple of other things, including the fact that it is about to become Columbus Day, and a lot of people don't understand his historical significance. He is actually the inventor in this part of the world of the home invasion and slaughter fests. So we'll deal with Columbus Day. Actually, we'll do that in the first set of tunes. On behalf of the indigenous people here. And we'll have two tracks for that. But mostly, we want to enjoy saluting Christine O'Donnell. And since this is the day after what would have been John Lennon's 70th birthday, we'll celebrate that. And yet another significant day, this is 10-10-10. It is a day of international actions. I think there's something like 7,000 actions worldwide to deal with global warming, climate change, and related environmental issues. Somehow, we'll fuse all that together, and not just with the musical selections, and cover all that is pertinent, and yes, we will have some real fun with our surprise guests. Let's play two tracks for Christine O'Donnell by her favorite band called XXX from their CD, Like Crows on the Slaughterhouse Fence. Let's play her favorite track from that. This is Christine O'Donnell's favorite band performing her favorite track entitled Satan's Hot Rod. Say it's on road, say it's on road. It's a question of the man.
and she really thinks that it'd be special if we wait for a while.
Are you ahead or you're dead?
Suck my cock right now.
And she's still yours then.
Suck my cock
right now.
But she cleans you out.
Suck my cock right now.
The bitch ain't putting out. Then she'll go off with a couple of bar bags and pop on the boat while she runs like a dog. She'll turn around like nothing had happened, and right through her teeth while she acts like a whore. Why you had her your kid?
Suck my cock
right now.
And she steals your space.
Suck my cock right now.
Why she cleans you out.
Suck my cock right now.
The bitch ain't put it out.
Oh, come on, give it a little bitch. Come on, motherfucker.
What's up with that, man? I've seen the shit the bitch has been with.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, and our live guests who just walked in the door, and we're having a great time thanks to Christine O'Donnell and the teabaggers and Christian supremacists and corporate elite that she represents. And now we're going to play our special Columbus Day songs back to back. First, a song by Crass from the Penis Envy CD. This is for all the indigenous people of this land before the illegal aliens came in from Europe and did their thing. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Where Next, Columbus.
Another spot, another spot. Booty watch.
Is it children falls from the sky, dying?
the cover?
Well, the first ride is free. Come on in, things are just starting to cook.
I don't know, it's looking kind of dark down there.
We have many things for your pleasure. Tarot cards, salt swallowers, a Ouija board.
A Ouija board? Oh, I just love a Ouija board.
I notice it's my mother, except she looks just like Ethel Merman. And they got this big wooden vise attached to her head, and they're twisting the knobs tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around and she sees me and her daughter staring at her from the crowd. And with tears in her eyes, she tells me she loves me. Except she sings, I love. Why? Why I saw? was a ballsy lady, just because she was a belter, just because she lived with cats and worked with herbs. Why, before we know it, the FDA is going to destroy the entire holistic community.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
You heard Witch Hunt doing Legislative Bodies, Legislating Bodies, and Access Denied. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend Is In promo. Ann Magnuson did Sex with the Devil from the Love Show CD. Patti Smith Group did Ghost Dance. Crass did Where Next, Columbus. Trash did Miss Goody Two Shoes. And started off with Sex, Sex, Sex doing Satan's Hot Rod. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme is Bewitched in Delaware. And none of us can get that fucking nose gesture right. We're trying to do the nose thing from Bewitched. I guess it's a kind of a fun party game. But nobody can do it. But we are having fun with the Bewitched TV show, which was one of the greatest TV shows ever. And our guests are here. So they're still over there. Yeah, they're not ready to speak yet. But we have Christine O'Donnell's cousin, Krusty O'Donnell. And interesting name. Wonder if that was like earned or how that even came to be. And by popular demand, always the return of the most far right, religious fanatical, theocratic, dark ages, ultimate clergy voice for repression. Yes. Pastor Butt Slam is here, and he's not too happy about some of the hijinks that have been happening, including in his own, you know, holy roller circles. And I think he's still freaking out about Bishop Eddie Long. But anyway, those guys are here, so we'll make that fun. And yeah, try not to laugh, because that offend, these two guys can't stop laughing. But if you laugh, Pastor Butt Slam gets all mad and threatens to leave. Let's see, no birthdays of people that we know. It would have been John Lennon's birthday yesterday, October 9th. He would have been 70, and we're going to play some tracks in honor of him. No more birthdays, no deaths. We are heading towards the 10th anniversary show. And yes, we're quite abuzz about that. And in those two guys' cases, very buzzed about it. And already writing ideas. And if you write an idea and you're serious about it, or, you know, or it's just even a half-ass worthy idea, we'll consider it. If you're a hater, we probably won't consider it. I mean, we like your hate mail, and well, that it's mostly from racists and religious nuts, but that's cool. You know, we'll get a lot of laughs, but we won't consider your ideas. But to the book burners out there, we will consider all ideas. We have to think of what to do this January to make the 10th anniversary show the show of all shows. Our next show is not next Sunday night, but in 2 weeks. We're finally going to celebrate the freedom of our longtime friend and book burner and prisoner of war from the war against weed, Mr. Z. And since we're not going to be on Halloween weekend, we're going to do the Halloween show on the 24th. So in 2 weeks, Halloween / Mr. Z freedom celebration. And they seem to go very well together. And, oh yes, very good, Pastor Whoremaster. Today was the day of the legalized marijuana march in Philadelphia. And, yeah, that's been happening a lot more this decade. And, pretty much annually. And, a shout out to those folks who did that. And we are going to be celebrating weed how unusual, in 2 weeks, Halloween and Mr. Z Freedom Celebration. He is completely out. We spoke yesterday, and there's no weird non-consensual bondage apparatus on his ankle. No halfway house. No bullshit halfway house job in which the house robs. It's a lot. I forget exactly how much. I think it's like a third of whatever you make at your minimum wage job. But that they get, I think they get it for you. I'm not sure how it worked. But anyway, he's free of all that shit and working a job he wants. And he's back with his wife and son. So we are going to celebrate him being free after, God, however many years that's been, as a marijuana prisoner of war. And, of course, as selfless as he always is, he's thinking, what can we do to support Prop 19 in California, and what can we do to forward this thing? So we agree, although we still want to take the time and energy to celebrate his release and tie it in with the Halloween show, and that's October 24th. All right. What else is going on? All right, Pastor Whoremaster is saying the teabaggers. We've been covering that pretty extensively, and be sure to see, if you haven't, the always updated ReverendBookburn.com, which also has every playlist, the songs from every show, and lots of articles and music videos. And and not just the political stuff, you know, and the serious stuff, but also some things to keep it hot and some heady stuff. And also what we're doing in the future, which shows are coming. And interestingly, coming up in Washington, D.C., the two guys from Comedy Central, I just have to say, they are fucking awesome. The Daily Show host, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, are each doing a mock rival rally in response to the Bechtards, the Glenn Beck Klan rally that happened on the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Same location and on the anniversary. Well, they're responding to that on October 30th with Stewart's Restore Sanity rally and Colbert's Keep Fear Alive rally. And that ought to be interesting. And if we don't get there, we're going to seek, I don't want to say correspondence, because that would mean having to go on live, but reporters or people to let us know about that and send us pictures and all that. All right. Let's see. Get all the essentials out of the way so that we can get to the guests. And any announcements? No. All right. Tonight. Oh, and thanks to everybody for the feedback for the last show, which was the tribute to Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. Way higher feedback rate than most other shows. And yes, it went very smooth. And yes, it's in the archives at Radio for All. .net, thanks to our great friend and co-producer and archivist, Pastor Rex Cat. This show should probably be up, barring any kind of technical difficulty, in half a week or a week. And yeah, thanks. We got a lot of good feedback from that, actually. And it was fun to do, and even went overtime, which we might do tonight, because we have a lot of tunes plus the guests. All right, why don't you bring those people in here? Okay. She's the cousin of Delaware candidate Christine O'Donnell. Her name is Krusty O'Donnell. And... hey, sit down. That is your microphone. It's not just a masturbation toy. It's a functional microphone. There you go. Yes, your headphones. And why isn't Pastor Butt Slam coming in here? All right. Pastor Butt Slam is going to come in here later. He is... I'm not sure what the fuck he's doing. I think he's, like, babbling in tongues and responding to delusional visions. He does see flying angels and hears voices and responds to divine commands. So we'll let him play with himself in that room for a while, so to speak, and deal with Krusty. Krusty O'Donnell, welcome to the show, and thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous. And now, I guess the first thing the book burners want to know is, are you like your cousin? Do you share her views? Do you have the same quite amusing history, or are you kind of opposites? I know all of us here are opposites of much of our bloodlines.
Actually, Christine and I are so alike that we could be twins. I mean, we think exactly alike. I mean, now, you know, I didn't get into the same kind of witchy stuff until later. And, of course, I can't be a Buddhist or Hare Krishna like Christine was when she was younger and, you know, going through all kinds of phases. Who doesn't? But since we became born again, again, and again, we've been exactly alike. And I hope you don't mind, Reverend Bookburn. I know you're clergy, so you'll probably approve of it. But I was asked by Christine a message, and I know that you don't do political endorsements and you hate the two major corporate parties. But if I could just read this on behalf of my cousin.
Yeah, go right ahead. Speak freely. Say whatever you want. We're happy to have an O'Donnell in here. And as you can see over there, we brought lots of toys.
Okay, I don't need them. But this is from the greatest candidate ever in Delaware, my cousin Christine O'Donnell. We the teabaggers are the true voice of freedom and liberty. We demand the freedom to take away other people's freedom. We demand liberty, as in libertarian, as in the liberty for our business community, corporate America, and the free market, even if they swindle, poison, pollute, or destroy the economy. I am you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was very inspiring. And I know it wasn't hard for her. I mean, I know it wasn't easy for her to, you know, come up with that big and bold message all by herself. Now, this is a sensitive subject, but we know here on The Reverend Is In that the majority of people who have preached homophobic bigotry from the pulpit or from the politicians' world, when they preach that kind of hate and bigotry, more and more and more of them have been caught. I don't want to say caught because it sounds like it's bad or doing something wrong, but more of them have been exposed as having tasted the other side. And we're not just thinking of Bishop Eddie Long and homophobes like him. We're remembering Pastor Ted Haggard, the evangelical hate monger and prominent Bush supporter in 2004, Senator Larry Craig, Mark Foley, although he was actually more like a priest than Senator Craig. But anyway, the list is so endless. I can't even think of the names. But we know that when they preach that kind of stuff, they turn out to be people who have tasted the other side. And when they're preaching family values and the most laughable word in the world, morals, and Christian supremacy and abstinence only, quote, education, end quote, and when they're preaching against masturbation and porn and naughty books and naughty magazines and naughty song lyrics and naughty TV and an enormous fucking list, there's some deep dark secrets, just like with the homophobes, just like with all public sex negative crusaders. So we want you to look us in the eye, not at the same time because that's impossible, but we want you to look at us and tell us whether or not there is an O'Donnell video and what we can expect to see, because we will buy them if they come out, or if there is any way to get them. Krusty O'Donnell, is there one or more videos?
Well, my cousin doesn't want me to talk about it, but I won't lie. There's more than one video. And, you said one of the guy's names. Bishop Eddie Long is in it. He wasn't just into men after his homophobic preachings. He liked my cousin a lot. And a couple of months before he and his wife split up, he met up with my cousin. And, well, I know my cousin. She's not going to say no to a long dong like that. So, she was with Eddie Long for a couple of hours. And, of course, they didn't film the whole time. But there is a video, I believe it's going to be around 60 minutes long. And it's with Eddie Long Dong. And since he's already divorcing, I guess it doesn't matter. But there's, let's just say it's a very noisy video. And it was at some pro-life conference that all of us went to, but she was so smitten, and even though anti-abortion terrorist Randy Terry already had so many groupies, especially in the Operation Rescue years, my cousin just melted when she met him, and he was talking about how great it was that terrorists bombed so many clinics and killed so many doctors and other people. And she was like a young in love young person who started batting her eyes and just melted like somebody on the Monkees TV show falling for Davy Jones. And so Randy Terry took her upstairs in the hotel room, made a video of it. She got pregnant, and even though Randy gave her a lot of shit about it, she had an abortion, but she snuck into the other room, she told me this, and stole the fetus because she thought maybe it could be used for some kind of propaganda purposes and to share the word, the Lord's word, that we must stop abortion. So she snuck into the other room at the clinic, stole her fetus back, and then went over to Randy's house. His second wife wasn't home, and they didn't know what to do with it, so they cooked it and ate it. And there's a video of that, too. And I don't think that one should come out, though, because I don't think too many people would want to buy that. And let's see. Oh, she did make a video with Todd Palin. And poor Todd, he gets so lonely while Sarah is out traveling all over and making tons of money and living independently so that she can advocate that women don't live independently and have any rights and lose all reproductive freedom. And at the time, Sarah was busy herself. She was nailing Joe Miller, who, by the way, is Trigg's real daddy. And so she nailed Todd, and they made a video. And it was kind of funny because it reminded me of one of the scenes in the Larry Flint video, Who's Nailing Palin, when the guy pretending to be Todd Palin nailed somebody from Sarah's campaign staff. But anyway, not to plug Larry Flint's video because he's a sinner. But in addition to Todd Palin, well, I guess your listeners will like this. She made a video, are you ready? With Las Vegas, not Las Vegas, what's that state called? Okay, thank you, Pastor Whoremaster. Nevada. The candidate of Nevada, that's right, her fellow Tea Party person, Sharon Engel. And that wasn't really planned, but Sharon Engel was going through a bit of a time. It wasn't her fault, but there was a brief period when she was off her psych meds. I believe she was traveling and campaigning a lot and didn't have them with her. And so they got into it. You would think they would have all this internal conflict, the way most people do when they indulge in something they pretend to be against. But they laughed their heads off. They were saying, let's try a new angle. And they were rolling around on the floor. It's probably going to be the most positive of my cousin's sex tapes when they come out. And the only thing about that last one was that she complained that Sharon Engel's zone area smelled like carpet cleaner. But so I guess she doesn't. I don't want to say that for sure because, you know, I don't want anybody saying that I said that as a fact without really knowing. I didn't smell Sharon Engel's area myself, but I know my cousin did. And she complained that it was unwashed and smelled like carpet cleaner.
Okay, well, thank you, Krusty O'Donnell, for reporting on the videos. We are customers. We will unashamedly buy them if they're reasonably priced. And probably give them also as holiday gifts this year because they sound like fun. And if there's more videos, maybe we'll have a book burner contest and see if people can guess what's on the other videos. Pastor Butt Slam is still not in the room. He wants to, I guess, do his own version of a Salem witch trial, and he's accusing Krusty O'Donnell and her cousin of all kinds of accusations and witch-related accusations. So don't worry, we won't let him get too crazy in here. So we're going to talk to him, lay down some rules, make sure that he doesn't act too crazy. The band Witch Hunt from Philadelphia has been in the background. We're going to play a song in advance for the Halloween show and the celebration of freedom for Mr. Z from the great hemp benefit compilation CD entitled Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited. This is Storm Orphan doing a Black Sabbath cover of their weed song. This is entitled Sweet Leaf.
Without This is sort of my theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs. From our new album.
Got busted in Jamaica, busted for cocaine rock, busted by the man who took my hand. You can't get on that bus. Hey!
my shit. Had me standing naked, laughing at my dick. I asked to use the restroom when he took me there. He only gave me two sheets to wipe my derriere.
I'm not afraid to die. they think. They're in a wonderful free-speaking country. They've got cars and tellies. They don't want to think there's anything more to life. They're prepared to let the bosses run them to see their children fucked up in school. They're dreaming someone else's dream and it's not even their own. That is complete insanity. Don't you see that society creates insane people to do their insane work? So that they can wank each other off on fucking yachts. That's what it's all about, and everybody's screwing holes in and going to school and going to work so that 50 people in Britain can fuck about on yachts.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I love Christine O'Donnell and the stands that she takes. Her positions are what we try to accomplish with our faith-based, taxpayer dollar, religious institutions and education and abstinence-only education and letting the free market boys do whatever the fuck they want. And I'm proud that she also has the ability to bewitch 30,000 people in the state of Delaware and carry on our legacy as enacted by our friends in the Teabaggers. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Christine and her cousin and just say, God bless America. And don't touch your own genitals, please.
So I'm going out on the road because I want to this time. I want to do something political and radicalize people and all that jazz, and this would be the best way. Well, I mean political because everything I do is political. I don't want to create a riot, a fight in each town, but I just really want to paint it red.
While you get on your thing and out. scared of the underground, whatever I'm doing. If they get in trouble, I lend them money or invest in them or whatever because I think they're important. I can pay all these olives undergrounds and Clydeside workers and Timothy Leary's that all want money out of me. I realize in retrospect that it's the same phony deal they gave the blacks. It was just like they allowed blacks to be runners or boxers or entertainers. That's the choice they allow you. Now the outlet is being a pop star, which is really what I'm saying on the album in Working Class Hero. It's the same people who have the power. The class system didn't change one little bit. Nothing changed except that we're all dressed up a bit. Leaving the same bastards running everything. I've always been politically minded, you know, and against the status quo. It's pretty basic when you're brought up like I was to hate and fear the police as a natural enemy and to despise the army as something that takes people away and leaves them dead somewhere.
You heard Corrosion of Conformity doing Holier from the Oz, also known as Che Lenin, a Russian punk opera tribute to John Lennon. And that is just fucking great. I liked her videos too, and we have one linked on today's updated ReverendBookburn.com. From the Oz, Che Lenin, you heard A Free Speaking Country, Give Me Some Truth, Paint It Red, and Power to the People. Dred Zeppelin did Immigrant Song from their CD Unled Ed. Ghost Dance did Shrunken Heads from the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front. The Firemen from their brand new CD did Busted in Jamaica. The A's from Philadelphia did Teenage Jerk Off, and that was live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And started off with the Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Bewitched in Delaware. And we were talking earlier to Krusty O'Donnell, who is the cousin, she claims, of Delaware teabagger candidate and Christian supremacist Christine O'Donnell, and former witch. And that has Pastor Butt Slam in a tizzy, and he is in here, and he's looking mean already. So we don't want to upset him, because we always want him to come back. So Pastor Butt Slam, well, I don't want to speak for you, but you were talking about wanting to put, well, both of them, Krusty and her cousin, on trial, Salem style. You don't really mean bring back the witch trials and all that behavior. I mean, they tortured and burned, like, unbelievable numbers of women, some of whom just because they were smart or worked with herbs or, you know, were into healing and had cats and were independently knowledgeable despite no access to the formal education system.
Yes, I am serious. It is time to bring back the witch trials. And I have already obtained a confession from defendant Krusty O'Donnell. Krusty O'Donnell, you and your cousin, witches under the command of Satan, while cleverly disguised as Christian supremacist teabaggers, you have finally agreed to confess after torture. Not the good old-fashioned fun way, but by my tickling your ass with a feather, a method Karl Rove taught us. You are convicted and condemned for casting spells during the listening of music by Slayer, casting spells that people would oppose, sustaining or even increasing the minimum wage, for sustaining unemployment benefits for the unemployed, spells that actually convinced people to oppose the continuation of Social Security and Medicare. And now, you and your cousin have the power to wiggle your nose and make people believe all propaganda, especially from Fox. You are condemned, and we are to burn both of you using bundles of sticks, which means we have to round up gay men like in the old days to use them as firewood.
What? You can't do that. That's a hate crime, and it's pretty stupid and barbaric. I mean, the burning itself is insane enough, but you're not using gay men as firewood. Besides, you would have to burn your own, like Bishop Eddie Long and Pastor Ted Haggard.
That's what we did in the past, and that's what we are going to do when we burn these two witches.
Pastor Butt Slam, we can't let you do that. We like to have fun here, and we like to create an environment where any guest can feel comfortable saying anything, but you really have to get off this idea of lighting another human on fire. That just won't do. There he goes. No, John the Craptist. I was not aggressive with him. I was patiently explaining that we don't burn people here. And that upset him. But, all right. Don't cry, Krusty. We're not going to let anybody burn you or your cousin. Besides, you guys give us way too much comedy material. Yeah, relax. Nobody's going to burn you.
That man is out of his mind. My cousin and I are not to be burned. She is a very important political figure, and we have to help her win in the state of Delaware. And we got a lot of help. We got a lot of donations. We've been getting a lot of help from Dick Army, and which, by the way, we're going to name one of the videos after. And we're getting a lot of help from Freedom Works. We're getting a lot of help from the Coat Brothers, which, by the way, they're in a video, too.
Hey, wait, go back to that. The Koch brothers, the billionaires who've been funding the teabaggers, is one of them in a video with your cousin?
No, both of them are in a video with my cousin. That's going to be one of the more fun ones to put out. If you think Kim Kardashian's videos or Paris Hilton's videos make news, way do you see these guys, and they're so stupid. You know, they were bumbling, unbuttoning their shirts. They tore their shirts. They were like, you know, Pee Wee meets Gilligan. And, but yeah, they double teamed her. It's probably the best of all the videos.
All right. Well, we look forward, even we will watch that, even though the Koch brothers make us gag. And want to thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous. And tell Christine thank you for her patience and understanding in us doing a show like Bewitched in Delaware. And let's play some more songs. They are soon to no longer be a band, I'm sad to say. And they are on their farewell tour right now. Hopefully this will change in the future and they won't be done forever. But for right now, they're saying they're over and on their farewell tour, a tour that is not coming to Philadelphia. And we're going to play a track by them from Nasty Novelties CD. This is the Asylum Street Spankers doing a song for Christine O'Donnell and her video mates. This is entitled Rotten Cocksucker's Ball.
Well, I said, come on now,
cocksucking Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going downtown to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight till the beginning of the broad daylight.
We don't need no
goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Come on, you poor ass singers and you big dick slingers. We're going downtown to the Cocksucker's Ball. Fuck, suck, and fight till the beginning of the broad daylight.
We don't need no
goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Cha 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 cha.
At the rotten.
Rotten.
Cock. Suckers.
Suckers. Rotten cocksuckers. Ball.
This is Dr. Greed, and I want Christine O'Donnell to win. These people in here like to make fun of the teabaggers, but they're the only ones who are going to allow us to say fuck you to people with Medicaid and people without insurance. And now their antics are escalating into playing even more evil and demonic musical selections from hell, starting with this next track by Satan worshiper Johnny Cash. This is entitled Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Wow. Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail tea bagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And tea bag a liberal Dem before they tea bag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. Sunday, October 10th, 2010. At VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. Our first runner-up is not an individual, but a group. The Teabagging Firefighters of Shittown, Tennessee, who have become a teabagger's Ayn Rand wet dream by becoming privatized and charging every resident a fee. And one night, very recently, somebody who did not pay their fee had a house fire, which these bozos showed up at, realized that they did not pay the fee, and let the house burn down completely. The Teabagging Ayn Rand Firefighters of Shittown, Tennessee. Runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to the second runner-up, which is... No. The first runner-up. The first runner-up is... And I can't believe she never got this award. Or any award so far. But yes, California candidate Meg Whitman. Meg Whitman, like... fellow racist Lou Dobbs, but he already got the award, are, besides extreme racists, total hypocrites after all of their anti-immigration rhetoric and hatred spewed to their mentally challenged followers of hate and hysteria. Turns out was knowingly an employer of somebody she would call an illegal. this. Where's the fight sounds?
Symbol, son.
No, we need the fight sounds, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. In addition to her uber hypocrisy, Whitman is exposed now before the election, which is why this is not like 1994. Like so many other crackpot teabaggers, as somebody who has bought and purchased corporate property, somebody who does not live in accordance with what deranged rhetoric she preaches, somebody who knowingly hired an undocumented worker, somebody who believes that she can buy the election in California to the tune of over $120 million spent already, while many Californians are struggling to survive, and, of course, somebody who was totally hostile to anyone who was not over-rich and wants insane and stupid and unnecessary austerity measures such as cutting unemployment and other survival programs. Because why should people survive after she and her peers are through with fucking the economy altogether? Meg Whitman, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leaves us with a very special someone. Someone who could even outshine the two runner-ups. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Ohio teabagger candidate Rich Lott. Rich Lott is not simply another crazy teabag fuck running for office. He is somebody who dresses up, and not necessarily in a fun way, not like a Civil War buff, although they're kind of kooky enough, but as a Nazi war reenactor. And that's not a joke. That's not me making something up. He likes to dress the part of the Nazi, how fitting for a teabagger, and reenact so that he and his club of Nazi worshippers can debate and rethink strategies and battle plans. Rich Lott, you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, no more fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, 2009 version. Social Distortion did Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash did Ring of Fire. The Minutemen, no relation to the racist psycho Border Patrol group. These were cool guys. The band, The Minutemen, did Have You Ever Seen the Rain. Agent Orange did Somebody to Love. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. The Insomniacs did Marianne Lightly. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted from their Prairie Home Invasion CD. And soon to be defunct, Asylum Street Spankers started things off with Rotten Cocksucker Blues and Shave 'em Dry. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Bewitched in Delaware. And I wish we had the Bewitched music, but we don't. While she wiggles her nose. But we had fun. A special thanks to our guests, Krusty O'Donnell, the cousin of Christine O'Donnell, Delaware candidate, teabagger, Christian supremacist, and anti-sex and anti-masturbation crusader. How's that working for her? And, of course, it's always fun to have Pastor Butt Slam on. And we're sorry he left in a tizzy. But I know him, and I think he'll be back for more. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. There's updates, details, lots of links, lots of goodies, always at reverendbookburn.com, as well as all future shows, all playlists, etc. All of that at reverendbookburn.com, and you'll see what future shows are happening. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, where they don't allow Rev or Reverend to be a first name, The Rev and last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link for the Reverend Bookburn fan site. In 2 weeks, October 24th, our next show will be a combination of the annual Halloween show, Celebrating Weed. The theme will be Halloween / Mr. Z Freedom Celebration, celebrating the release of Mr. Z, the prisoner of war in the war against weed, now completely out, no halfway house, no unconsensual ankle bondage, none of it, and we are going to celebrate. That is in 2 weeks. And, of course, every show in 2010 is foreplay for the 10th anniversary show in January. And we're not sure what we're going to do. We worked on some things, and we have a killer, killer playlist. But we are open to suggestion, unless it's from, like, teabag assholes. You know, and racists and Christian Taliban types that always have something to say. But real suggestions that are plausible will be considered. And keep your eye open at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, where this show will be uploaded and available at any time in the future for free, as always, thanks to our friend Pastor Rex Cat. We are going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. This is by Anthrax from their Attack of the Killer Bees CD. And this song is actually a cover by the old English punk band called Discharge. This track is entitled Protest and Survive. Good night.
21 years ago, Mother spoke to me and said the duration of the seed to the root of our family tree was struck with the curse of the witches, blackened and evil. They were then proved and condemned by the Quakers and Puritans. I thought our branches and sprouts grew ever clear, but one leaf is dark. With tear in eye and heart of love, she said she would leave. Then with a question expression she asked, sentenced by her accusers to be secretly burned to the stake until death comes. But as the years went by, everything got so much better for me. I found a wife who had my child. They were perfectly healthy and we got so wealthy. One strange thing happened though, as my daughter reached 6 years old, she had trouble getting along with one boy who sang the song. She then wished that he would die, and the next day he was dead. The people of the town said she must pay for having the curse of the witch. She must be burned at the stake. Her mother and I, we fought and screamed for her to live. But when the judge had his say, quote, to end her cursed-filled life, she must die. With tears in eye and hearts of love, we said she had to leave. Then with a question expression she asked, do you believe? She was sentenced by her accusers to be secretly burned to the stake until death comes. Take it. Her heart was much too weak. It was a day her heart stopped beating. I knew it was too late. Without a friend to talk to, there is no reason to speak. The love I had for the town had completely turned to hate. With tear in eye and no heart at all, I knew
I would leave. Then looked up to the sky and asked, who can I be? I can't take it. To be happy, I'll have to wait until death
and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family. Neat, sweet, petite. So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.